Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting third. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ken Berry. Batting sixth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Zimmerman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dean Chance. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dean Chance. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford takes first base on ball four. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Zimmerman and he is safe. Buford steals second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew juggles the ball. That's an error on Killebrew. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Agee. The throw from Zimmerman and he is safe. Agee steals second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar takes first base on ball four. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball four. Tovar moves to second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Chance covering, for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rollins moves to second. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw fields it and throws to third for the out. Zimmerman moves to second. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tovar takes first base on ball 4. Zimmerman moves to third. Chance moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a fly ball into right field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters strikes out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhaal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaal is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhaal takes first base on ball 4. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Verhaal moves to second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Martin for a passed ball. Verhaal moves to third. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva strikes out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Verhaal scores. Killebrew moves to third. Allison moves to second. It's 1-0, Twins. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rollins is walked intentionally. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Zimmerman strikes out. Two outs. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0 for 1 in the game. Chance hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hansen fields it and tags Allison, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into right field. Oliva picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Oliva. Ward moves to third. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Zimmerman fields it and throws to first for the out. Berry moves to second. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhulst fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. A.G. settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 2 in the game. Carew bunts towards the mound. Peters fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Zoilo Verhulst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhulst is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Verhulst hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. Agee hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Chance covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Killebrew hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Berry. Killebrew reaches second base with a double. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliva hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Allison strikes out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rollins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Barry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barry moves to second. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Barry moves to third. Martin moves to second. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peters for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Zimmerman hits a fly ball into center field. A.G. settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0-for-2 in the game. Chance takes first base on ball 4. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Tovar hits a fly ball into right field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen misplays the ball. That's an error on Hansen. Chance moves to second. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Verhals hits a fly ball into center field. A.G. settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Buford strikes out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-3 in the game. Agee takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. A.G. moves to third. Walt Williams pinch runs for Pete Ward. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McCraw hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-1. White Sox. Ken Barry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Barry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Worthington now pitching. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Barry moves to third. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-3 in the game. Adair strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva. Hansen reaches second base with a double. Barry scores. Martin goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, White Sox. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hansen scores. It's 8-1, White Sox. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Peters moves to second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Agee hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison. Agee reaches second base with a double. Peters scores. Buford moves to third. It's 9-1, White Sox. Jim Cott now pitching. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing second base. Walt Williams now playing left field. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliva strikes out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. McCraw strikes out. Zimmerman drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws McCraw out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Martin moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Zimmerman strikes out. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott strikes out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Peters hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-1, White Sox. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Agee takes first base on ball 4. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Agee moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2-for-5 in the game, with two home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. McCraw hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 13-1, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Berry moves to second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Weiss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Berry scores. Weiss moves to second. It's 14-1, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Carew strikes out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Killebrew strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 14, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.